Habits are hard to break, we know that. And yet when we have bad habits that are causing us a world of hurt and pain, hard to break is a pretty lousy excuse. What we need is the power to change, the power to break with the old and start with the new. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Back in the 1890s, Russian scientist Ivan Petrovich Pavlov was investigating the digestive system of dogs. He was collecting their saliva to see what response it had to food under different conditions. It's not for everyone, I guess, but hey, it's a living. Now, what he noticed was that dogs tended to salivate before the food was actually delivered to their mouths. Now, he decided this was far more interesting than the saliva itself, so his research headed down this different path, and he discovered what he called conditional reflexes, that is, reflex responses like salivation that only occurred conditionally upon specific previous experiences of the animal. Now, this became hugely well known. Who would have expected it? But Pavlov's dogs today are still talked about and generally pretty well known. And it's all about stimulus and response. Dogs received a certain stimulus and they naturally reacted in a certain way. In fact, it was even possible to have them learn that a stimulus that in and of itself had nothing to do with food was nevertheless a precursor to food being delivered. And at the sign of that unrelated stimulus, they would begin to salivate. That's called associative learning. Stimulus response, stimulus response, stimulus response, over and over and over again. So, what, if anything, do these dogs have to do with you and me? Well, these early experiments formed the basis of human behavioural research and therapies. There was another well-known experiment called the Little Albert experiment. Here's the Wikipedia entry on this. Have a listen. John B. Watson, founder of behaviourism, demonstrated classical conditioning empirically through experimentation using the Little Albert experiment, in which a child, Albert, was presented with a white rat. After a control period in which the child reacted normally to the presence of the rat, the experimenters paired the presence of the rat with a loud jarring noise caused by clanging two pipes together behind the child's head. As the trials progressed, the child began to show signs of distress at the sight of the rat, even when unaccompanied by the frightening noises. Furthermore, the child demonstrated generalization of the stimulus associations and showed distress when presented with any white furry object, even such things as a rabbit, a dog, a fur coat, and a Santa Claus mask with hair. They're fascinating stuff, and whilst I'm no psychologist, it kind of really rings true with me. We learn things in our lives, for better or for worse. There's no formalized curriculum on growing up. We just grow up. We learn some good things and we learn some bad things too. Sometimes there was a person or a situation in our childhood that caused us pain, perhaps a teacher with severe-looking glasses. I had one such teacher, Miss Williams, in third grade, who had such a pair of dark-rimmed glasses, Bakelite, severe-looking glasses, over which she appeared to me to scowl down her nose at us. To this day, and I'm now over the 50-year mark, to this day, when I see someone with a pair of glasses that look like Miss Williams' glasses, I have to work against having a reaction to them and being deeply suspicious of them. Isn't that amazing? We're amazingly complex. And so we learn these responses to different stimuli and we're prone to repeating them over and over and over and over again in our lives. And so often those responses bring pain. Let's say you suffered rejection from someone you loved as a child. Chances are that the moment there's a sniff of rejection from anyone now that you're an adult, all sorts of protective responses come trotting out. Withdrawal or aggression, however you learn to cope with rejection back then, is bound to repeat itself again today. And one of the places where we learned many, if not most, of our responses was through our parents. And they learned them from their parents. And their parents learned them from, well, you get it right. Isn't it obvious how bad behaviours can get handed down from generation to generation? Stimulus, response. Just like Pavlov's dogs. And so many of us live our lives just like little Albert. He sees a harmless, fluffy white rabbit and cringes because he associates it with something bad. Now, call me crazy, and some people do, but I just don't think God wants us to live our lives that way, do you? I just don't think that that's good for us, because it means that the pains of the past are alive and well and thriving in our lives, robbing us of the good lives that Jesus came to give us. It's one thing to know that this is happening. A lot of people know that they're caught in a repetitive trap of anger or the feeling of victimization or disappointment, whatever it is. But the question is there some way out, or is it a lifelong trap? I want to take you to two scriptures today to show you that not only is the cycle in God's eyes already broken, but also that there is a way out. The first is the position that you're in after you've put your faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We no longer know him that way. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. In other words, stop looking at this from a human point of view, from a natural perspective. Because if we keep doing that, then we have to come to the conclusion that there's no way out. But when we look at ourselves from God's perspective, through his eyes, well, it's completely obvious. Anyone who believes in Jesus is a new creation. It's as though they've been born again. All the old things have passed away, and look, says Paul, see, everything is made new. In other words, I don't care what it looks like from a human standpoint. The past is completely irrelevant. It has no power, no hold, no dominion over anyone who believes in Jesus. That's God's truth. And the second thing is, well, how do we appropriate that truth? How do we lay hold of it, own it, live it, benefit from it? The answer, not surprisingly, is also in God's word, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Two things. Firstly, give your life over to God, holus bolus, everything, be a living sacrifice. And then, instead of conforming to the world's view, the same old stimulus response like Pavlov's dogs, instead of living life like little Albert, get God to transform you by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll figure it all out. Then you'll know his will for your life. And my friend, without knowing it, that's exactly what started to happen in my life. I went to God. I gave it all to him. But then something else. I started spending time in his word, actually reading it, thinking about it, listening to others speaking, thinking about that. And that's how he changed my mind. If we had another few hours, I could share with you all the things he set me free from. Now, when a stimulus comes along, I'm able to break the cycle and come up with a different response. Not because I'm clever, but because God's word became part of my DNA. God's word is written on the very fabric of my being. Now I truly am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things are new. God is such a mighty God, and when we take his word to heart, he changes us from the inside out in ways that we could never have imagined. I mean, pain still happens in life, but it's different. It doesn't hurt so much anymore. There's like a freedom, a freshness to life that wasn't there before. You and I, we don't have to be little Albert. So to help you with this, you can listen to each of the messages in this series again, right now online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective icon at the bottom of the homepage and you'll see them all right there. You can stream them online, download the audio or transcript, even subscribe to the podcast. And while you're there, don't forget that you can have instant access to the free daily Christianity Works e-devotional, words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each weekday. See, it's all about helping you live out each and every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. You'll find the e-devotional icon at the bottom of the homepage at ChristianityWorks.com. And remember, it's completely free, like the host of other resources and downloads available across the site. So check it out, ChristianityWorks.com. And may God bless your socks off as you receive his word into your heart and as you experience the unspeakable power of his Holy Spirit in your life. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday with a different perspective.